You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you this week's planetary plans. Be sure and check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we are experiencing, all under the influence right now actually, of the full moon in Sagittarius. So it's actually just hours away while I'm recording this podcast. So I imagine that we're all very much kind of connected to whatever the energy of this full moon is for us. And it's in Sagittarius and the sun is in Gemini. Full moons are always oppositions like that. So if you need to get kind of a balance between your philosophies and your beliefs and your kind of like big picture view of the world and your ability to see all sides of the story and recognize there's many, you know, paths to the same outcome. And that's the sort of difference between the Sagittarius, which is like, this is the final answer and I have the big picture understanding kind of energy, and Gemini, which is like a sampling of all the many energies that there are. So Gemini is really gifted at communicating and putting together ideas, and Sagittarius energy is very good at being honest and truthful and very connected to like the ultimate truth is. So there's a different kind of way of being, but both seekers and adventurers in their own special way. So depending on what it is that you have to work on right now, if there is a need for the truth in a certain situation, the Sagittarian moon can definitely, especially because there's a Uranus energy and Mars energy tied into that, can like, the truth is like pushing itself out or making itself really known in some way so that you don't miss it. And if you need to declare the truth in some way, it's also a wonderful energy to do that. And there is, we're kind of in the mix of this full moon is a really beautiful grand trine between the water signs. Venus is in Cancer, Jupiter is in Scorpio, and Neptune is in Pisces. And so all of these energies are working together to harmonize what might be kind of otherwise difficult situations. So if there's a need for connection and feeling, like Venus is in Cancer, so it really wants to gather its family and fluff its nest and make the abode comfortable and just that sense of family and safety and security that Cancer is after, and in relationships, because it's in Venus. So that's of value to us right now. And Jupiter in Scorpio is kind of, it's retrograde, but it's still giving us a look into what our real needs are and expanding the real truth of the situation so that we can see it. And Neptune with Pisces, it's in its home sign there. So it's very good at bringing in the mystical element and the magic and the kind of shimmery, wondrous connection we have to the cosmos and our awareness of it. So all this energy is, I think, very much helping up-level our, you know, our ability to open our hearts and be who we are and kind of step in our own power. So whatever you're going through right now, that's sort of, I'm sure, an underlying energy is stepping into your heart and being who you are. There's also Mercury right after the new moon, which will happen, or the full moon, which will happen on May 29th at 7:19 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm on the West Coast. So check your time zone to be sure when it's going to hit for you. And it also, that same day, we have some lovely aspects. Mars is trining this moon. So there's a firing up of what we need. Not trining, it's a sextile actually. But there's an opportunity that we do have to grab at this time. We have to kind of put ourselves out there and see what happens. Even though that can sometimes be difficult. Right now it probably won't be because it's easier to just be yourself. The Sag energy is a very authentic, generally a healthy Sagittarian energy is quite an authentic, very truth-standing like way shower, somebody who wants to seek the truth and share the truth. So if you can tap into that energy, it'll be very helpful. And Mercury moves into Gemini, so it kind of gives a gift in communication as well. If you're changing your thoughts and your philosophy, or you're expanding, and you should be able to also express this and explain it, which is very important too. It's no good if you're just like stuck up there with your own great big ideas and then can't even communicate them to anybody. So bringing these bigger kind of evolutionary concepts down into the real world and making them useful. Again, it's always kind of a theme, isn't it? I guess since we're here trying to create reality and whatnot, it's definitely a less emotional full moon in that the emotional energy that it has is actually quite harmonious. So you might be a fierier, but you also might have this sort of easy understanding of what your needs are and how to get them met. Later that morning, there is, later that evening, there's a square between Neptune and the moon, which gives, I think, there might just be a slight little blip in whether or not you're able to kind of believe in yourself for a minute there, and believe in what you envision, and believe in what you want, and believe in what you need. There is like a wavering that could happen too around, and with the Gemini energy as well, the sun in Gemini, there's like a duality. So part of you wants something that another part of you isn't really all that interested in. That can be tricky. So you might have stuff like that going on, kind of an inner need to be extremely independent and on your own, and might not be all that cooperative, which can be difficult. So, but try and, you know, be conscious of all the different energies that you'll be feeling, and being tuned in to things, it's very likely that you're very much affected by this full moon. And it's mostly a really good full moon, I think. There is like, you know, there's always tension in life that keeps things moving along. But the wonderful trine in the water signs is like such a blessing, like that is harmonizing whatever you're going through. So it might not be obvious right now, but likely, you know, the full moon shines a light into our own subconscious workings. So it could very likely be that you are, you know, having new discoveries and downloading new ideas and seeing things from a different perspective. It's also a really good time to get honest with yourself and write down, speak, create some sort of artwork about how you would like to expand your learning and your place in the world and your connection to, you know, others and other places, and how you can be able to stand in your full and total truth. All the Sagittarian sort of topics are very well supported, being a Sagittarius full moon. So if you can make sure you take some time tomorrow morning to kind of write things down, or even, you know, it's best to send off your wishes to the universe. However you do that, focus your energy after the full moon, excuse me, instead of like building up towards it. So wait until, you know, maybe tomorrow night. It'll be a little later, but then you'll see it rise and it should be lovely. And sit there and think and open up your, it's especially good to get in touch with your higher self, because that part of you is definitely the most obviously conscious, aware of what will bring you your happiest outcome. And happiest outcome for all those involved as well. So kind of get in touch, make that one of your intentions, is to get in tune and get in touch and really ultimately be your higher self as often as possible. So that is the full moon. The following up week, we're going to probably be, it'll be like a build up and then a let down to a certain degree, I think. So there'll be kind of a rest period. And then on the Friday, that's a very busy day. So you might get some news or make a really lucky relationship connection. And that might even be part of the news, is the relationship connection that you're making. And there's a fired up energy for communication. So there's a lovely trine between Mercury and Mars and in the air signs, which they're very, you know, comfortable in, moving quickly. So if you have an opportunity, there is a moon in Capricorn that day, so it could be a great day to plan your ambitious moves or plan out what you're going to, you know, what your five-year plan is. The mind will be working really fast, and your luck in connecting and connecting with what you value. It could even bring money that day, because Venus often will represent money and Jupiter can bring you windfalls or lucky situations. I have a feeling it's lucky, but something that you also earned, that you already kind of worked hard for in some way, built escrow, just built up that energy in that area. And then suddenly, poof, it materializes. So Friday, watch out for Friday. That is going to be a pretty potent day. Definitely one that you want to make plans on or for or with. On the Saturday, the weekend, there's a lovely trine between Venus and Neptune. And then there's a square between the moon and Uranus. So there's a lucky kind of mystical experience, and then a need to rebel. I'm not sure, rebel against your feelings about it, maybe. Rebel against, you know, needs that might be expressing themselves in some way. That's very possible. So there, even though things are obviously wonderful and magical, there might be this like feeling a restriction of some kind. So Sunday, still a lot going on, but mostly lovely energy. It's an Aquarius moon on Sunday. So it gives you, there's kind of a detachedness now, an ability through all this month of June, there's an ability to kind of detach from the emotional realm, which is kind of a real blessing, especially if you're overly emotional. So your mind will be working quite clearly. There might be kind of a lot going on in it, so be sure to keep yourself grounded, keep your feet on the actual earth, and that kind of plugs you into, you know, a very grounding, nourishing grid work of energy. There you can kind of come from with a strong sense of self and come from your heart, and make sure you surround yourself with light and kind of be open to upgrading all your DNA, because there's a lot going on right now. And I believe that we all might be feeling the effects of that. And especially if you're feeling tired or physically sore or kind of, you know, just not quite right, just give yourself extra time for rest. And that will help you recover and move through the changes that we're all going through on this planet right now. So that is it for this week. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. May you have a most blessed week. Happy full moon.